Chapter 2. The Image of God. There was an article once in a women's magazine that claimed to answer the question, how does a wife keep her husband monogamous? The psychologist who wrote it said that an insightful woman understands that when she's dealing with her husband, in one sense she's dealing with three people. The man whom she married is part boy, part adolescent, and part mature adult. It said, the wise woman will recognize that she has to deal with all three of these personalities, which compete at times. Herbert Marcuse wrote a book called The One-Dimensional Man, wherein he said that no human being is simply one-dimensional in his makeup. There is a chemical dimension, and body chemistry influences every life. There is a biological aspect to humanity, including the sexual dimension. Work is very important, and everyone has an economic aspect to his being. There is a sociological dimension, a psychological dimension, an ethical dimension, and certainly a theological dimension. Any attempt to reduce the essence of a human being to only one of those will produce a simplistic distortion of what it means to be human, because human beings are complex. Perhaps you've seen those inventories of temperament that claim to be able to separate human beings into four basic psychological types. These inventories may provide some insight into general trends or types of personalities, but the great beauty of the diversity of humanity is that there are no two people in the world who are exactly alike, and a dimension that drives one person in one way will drive someone else another way. According to Scripture, a crucial aspect of what it means to be human is found in the account of the creation of mankind. Humans, male and female, are defined as creatures made in the Imago Dei, or the image of God. The language comes from Genesis 1, 26 and 27. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over the livestock, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God he created him. Male and female he created them. The description of man as made in the image of God implies some important points. First, to call man the bearer of the Imago Dei differentiates man from God. First and foremost, we are